There's a lot of great shows at the Sydney Fringe. Now do you pay it? Yes, I think so. That was a pretty good segue. And we're going to try and profile one each week while the Fringe is on. And this week we've got theatre maker Jess Turner, whose brand new work, Spectrum, is about to make its world premiere at this year's Sydney Fringe. It's an intimate exploration of neurodivergence told through a mix of spoken word, movement, and sensory storytelling. Jess invites us to experience a world of memory, light, and quiet emotion, reflecting on masking, identity, and the beauty of difference. Rather than offering a straightforward narrative, the show experiments with texture, rhythm, and metaphor, creating an immersive experience that's both tender and bold. So I'm pleased to say that Jess Turner, the performer and brain behind this show, joins us on the line. Thanks for making the time this morning.
No, thank you so much. It's such a privilege and an honour. I'm so excited to have this chat with you.
I can't wait myself. I'm very, very keen. I'm actually shaking right now.
Oh my goodness, me too.
Oh yes, fantastic. This seems like a deeply personal yarn, if you can call it that. What sparked the idea for the show?
Well, really, so what happened was that when I was 28, I was diagnosed with ADHD and autism. And one of the biggest challenges in having those conditions is communication. And so the greatest thing about being Australian is that we come from like a heritage that knows that storytelling is the best way to explain what our experiences is and to get our message across. And so what really inspired the show was my attempt to really explain my experience to the people that loved me, but also to the wider community as well. And so Spectrum really came about. It was originally a 15-minute static poem. And what was really wonderful is the Fringe got involved and they actually really loved it. And it's now developed into a full-length theatre show, which really tries to explain, celebrate and champion the experience of neurodiversity.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That's fantastic. What is it easier potentially to communicate these big ideas through story than perhaps it is in conversation?
I think so, because actually what's really wonderful about Spectrum and what I've tried to do is that it's actually told in second person. And so it actually it tries to actually tell the story through the lens of you. And so it actually invites the audience to actually full on step into the story as themselves. And so I feel like if you actually provide that perspective, you're actually inviting the audience to actually see the world through the lens of neurodivergence. And so I'm hopeful that in actually inviting the story, inviting the audience to become part of the story, that it actually makes it easier to really empathize and to understand the experience that may be different to your own.
Yeah, wow. I can't think of a play I've ever seen in second person. That's a great choice.
It is an interesting one. My wonderful director, Kate Bookalil from the Flight Path Theatre, she says that she's been in the industry for quite some time and never seen anything like it.
Wow. Well, I mean, interview done. Pitch sold. That's fantastic. No, so how do you translate those experiences you speak of into the movement, the spoken word and the stage design?
So basically, what Spectrum tries to do is that it deals with the autism spectrum and the ADHD world of neurodivergence, but it does it through the language of colour. And so we go from red to orange to yellow to green to blue, and we talk about all of the different colours, and we use the emotions that all of the different colours kind of explain in order to navigate and to narrate at different time in the character's life. So the character goes through from being 5 to up until the present day when I'm in my 30s. And what we try to do is we kind of try to explain through colour and through identity what that experience has really been like. And it builds one scene after another.
Wow. There's something, colour, it's like music. You don't really have to think, but it gives you a feeling and a tone that, I don't know, it's just so deeply ingrained in us, don't you reckon?
Well, absolutely. And this is the thing about the show that I absolutely love, is that it really resonates with the neurodiverse community, but it also resonates with the neurotypical community as well, because having an experience is having a human experience. And that's what Spectrum really is at its core. It's just about having a human experience and learning to accept the gifts and the power that you have been given and really kind of trying to navigate, because everybody has challenges. And everybody is trying to navigate the best they can with what they've been given. And what Spectrum really invites the audience to do, and what I'm so proud of, is that it really invites the audience to accept and to acknowledge the parts that are difficult, but also the parts that are beautiful.
Yes. What do you think it is that the neurotypical misunderstands the most about the neurodivergent experience?
I think that there is a, I think that there's many different things that they don't understand. I think that one thing that I've personally experienced is communication. And so sometimes I'll come across as standoffish insofar that I won't be speaking, when in reality, I'm either just shy or having a sensory experience, which means that I may not want to communicate in that moment. And so I think that there's often this, this tendency to think of neurodiverse people as completely different. But I think that what Spectrum tries to do is it tries to also build a bridge between those communities, because at the end of the day, whether you identify one way or the other, you are deeply human as well. And so I think that, there are definitely miscommunications when it comes from the audience and about what to expect from people. And also, I'm hopeful that the show will also explain that there seems to be this divide as you're one thing or another. And I'm hopeful that the show will also explain as that you can be all things all at once.
Yeah. We're very complex human beings, aren't we?
Very much so.
Yeah. Masking and mirroring are key motifs in the piece. Explain what those are.
So actually, one of my favourite parts of the show is that masking and mirroring is often what happens when you actually meet an expectation. So often what happens with neurodiverse people is that we can understand the expectations, but because we don't know how necessarily to navigate them, what we tend to do is mask or mirror the expectations of people that are around us. And so what will happen is actually why sometimes neurodivergence can be underdiagnosed in females is because it's been proven that we often do this better than our male counterparts, is that we'll see what the expectation is. So we'll see that we, in this certain scenario, we're expected to smile, or we're expected to laugh, or we're expected to do this or stand in a certain way. And what masking and mirroring really is that just meeting those expectations. And sometimes, and what the show does explore, is that it can be in a way where it's expected, but maybe not authentic. And so what the show tries to do is try to kind of explain that. And actually, one of the most comedic parts of it is that we do a section where this my character is trying to meet an expectation of the person that she really, really likes in a way which she is not necessarily meant to do at all. Because it's set in the gym, actually, and I'm not a gym junkie at all. And so it's a really kind of funny thing.
A show about the gym and you don't go?
There's a scene. There's only a scene.
Oh,
there's
just
only
a scene. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. There's only a scene of it. Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, well, I was just saying that masking and mirroring is kind of just about meeting those expectations in a way, but also it's just to kind of shine light on the fact that authenticity is perhaps more important, and giving neurodiverse people the opportunity and the space to be themselves how they want to present in any kind of environment.
Wow. I can't wait. What genre would you describe this as?
So we say it's genre blurring because there's poetry in it. I paint live. So in terms of going through the rainbow, we paint a rainbow on stage live. There's dance in it as well. So we're putting it in the theatre category, but it's really there's something for everyone.
Oh, fantastic. What a pitch. Is there something that you hope that audiences get to feel or experience after stepping into and out of the world of Spectrum?
Well, actually, I'm calling it my Project Christmas Lights. Because when I say that, what happens is that when my mum absolutely loves Christmas, and every Christmas she comes out with this box full of Christmas lights, and they're all tangled and knotted. And we spend about 2 days just getting the Christmas lights detangled from these boxes. And what I'm hopeful for Spectrum is that I'm hopeful that in viewing the show, in seeing the show, what will happen is that those knots that everybody has in their minds, the knots of confusion, the knots of shame, the knots of not understanding, will actually loosen just a little. And I want them to loosen just a little so that audiences can take away what they learn from the show and use it and apply it in their own lives. And maybe those Christmas lights will detangle a little bit more on their own. And that would be the absolute dream for Spectrum.
Yes, please untangle my knots, because
I will try. I will do my best.
Oh, there is so much shame. There is so much regret, and there's knots in my back as well that are always there. Jess, you are a star. Thank you so much for making the time this morning.
No, it's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. It's meant the world.
No worries. Jess Turner talking about her world premiere work, Spectrum, kicking off on the 20th of September. It's the Limitless Hub at the Bondi Pavilion as part of the Sydney Fringe Festival. For tickets and other accessibility details, you can get it all at sydneyfringe.com. Don't miss it. Spectrum. It's an experience like no other, and of course, world premiere, one of the one of the many great shows on this year at the Sydney Fringe.